Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Va'era. The Parsha begins with Hashem appearing to Moshe, and he says, Ani Hashem. So Rashi says, what does that mean, Ani Hashem? It's Ne'eman L'Shalem Schar, and also Ne'eman L'Yipara, meaning the name Shem Hashem refers to that Hashem is, you can trust him that he'll pay people back the Schar, or the punishment, whatever they deserve. That's the Lashon of Ani Hashem. So Chizkuni wants to know how. What is exactly about the shame Yudke Vavke that says that Hashem is Ne'eman L'Shalem Schar or Ne'eman L'Yipara? What about that shame says that? So he says because the name Yudke Vavke is Haya Hova and Yiya, eternal. So that's what it means Ne'eman L'Shalem Schar. Because Hashem is eternal, therefore you can trust him. He's not going to like run out of time. Since Hashem is eternal, he can you can trust him that eventually he will repay the schar or the punishment. Anyway, and Hashem tells them this whole, says to Moshe to tell Bnei Israel that they're going to be taken out of Mitzrayim. Vehotzeiti v'italti v'galakti l'kachti, tells them all the four, the shonos of Geula, and they didn't listen to Moshe. Lo shamu al Moshe v'kotzer ruach amaya v'odah kasha. So the Chizkuni says what that means is they were afraid to listen to Moshe because, remember, Paro made their lives much worse when they believed Moshe. And Pyro said, well, because you're not working hard enough, that's why you're believing stories about you're going to be freed. So when Moshe came and said to them again, Hashem's going to take you out of Mitzrayim, lo shamu el Moshe mikotzer ruach mumei avodah kasha. So he says, Chizkuni says, it's kind of like the vav kind of doesn't really go there. It's mikotzer ruach mei avodah kasha. They didn't want to listen to Moshe because of all the hard work, the kotzer ruach from the avodah kasha that they got from believing in him. So they were afraid to believe Moshe. Not that they didn't want to. They were afraid to believe him because Paro told him, don't do that or I'm going to make your lives miserable. So they were afraid to believe Moshe when he said that they were going to take him out. That's the Lo Shama Moshe Mikotzer Ruach Me'avodah Kasha, from fear of the hard work. Then the Torah goes on to describe the Yichus of Moshe and it lists the children of a lot of people. But interestingly, it does mention Aaron's children, but it doesn't mention Moshe's children. And it doesn't mention the sons of Hebron or the sons of Isamar, where it mentions others, such as Elazar. So why did it leave out those? So the Chizkuni says it only mentioned the sons if there was some story that happened with them or someone from their family. So, for example, it mentioned the sons of Yitzhar because of Korach, and the sons of Uziel because of Eltzafan ben Uziel that Moshe talks about. So it only mentioned people who there's a story that happened with them, not people there was no story with. Anyway, Moshe and Aaron then they're going to go to Paro. So Hashem says to them, when you go to Paro, ki dabre lechem paro lemor, tenu lechem mofes, v'mat el Aaron, kachas mat chevash, lechem ni paro hilasan. When Paro asks you for a sign, so Aaron's going to go and throw the stick in front of Paro and it'll turn into a snake. So, on Rashi there says, when he asks you for a mofes, so Rashi says, an os lohodiyah sheyetz tzorech b'misha shaleach eschem, so that you should, to show him that there's a tzorech in the one who sent you. What does that mean, a tzorech? So, the Chizkuni says the same thing that the Sefzei Chachamim says, a tzorech means a power, a memshala. As it says, min parshas hazinu, that they worshipped yizbuchu l'shedim lo eloa, to the unculus there is delays behon tzroch. The tzroch can mean power, memshala, which is a good thing to remember for other places. But anyway, that's what he says. Yesh pem tzorech means he has power. Okay, then you're going to turn it into a snake. Why a snake? The Chizkuni says Paro called himself the big snake. Not sure why, but that's, I guess in Egypt that was a way of showing that you're all powerful. And we find that in Avi, that Paro's called the Tanin HaGadol, the big snake. That's why he called himself the big snake. Chizkuni says he was Mizgaya Be'inav. That's how he was showing. Because of his Gaiva, he called himself the big snake. And Hashem wanted to show him that, you're a big snake and you're going to swallow up other snakes and then you're going to turn into a stick, meaning dried out and dead. Okay, interesting. Anyway, and he says he's going to show him the Makos. So now we're going to start talking about the Chizkuni's pshat in some of the Makos. Okay. So let's start with the blood. So the Yaor turned to blood, and what? So the Chizkuni, now we know, I think all of us are familiar with that medrash that the Moshe would warn for 3 weeks, and then the Makkah would last a week. So the Chizkuni Keseder constantly thinking that's not necessarily true of each makkah. Maybe broadly it might have been true, but it's not true necessarily of every makkah, or it seems from the Pashup Shot that it's not. So his understanding of the way makkah's dam worked is Moshe turned the river to blood for a second. Like a second, a minute, whatever. The water in the Yaor turned to blood, and then a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is later, it flipped back to water. Why? Because there had to be water afterwards, he says, because it says that the Chartumim, they tried to do it as well. They tried to turn the water to blood as well, and they succeeded. What water to blood? Everything's blood. Must be, he says, that the makkah lasted, whatever, 10 minutes, whatever it is. It turned the water to blood temporarily. It was enough to kill. However long it was enough for all the fish to die, because obviously they can't survive in blood, so all the fish died. Therefore, no one was able to drink the water because it was all filled with rotting fish. So the water was not drinkable. That's why everyone was digging underground to try to get some drinkable water, but the water in the Nile was totally undrinkable because of the dead fish. That's his first pshat. Then he also brings Yesh Mefarshim, or pshat that we're more familiar with, that the water turned to blood only in the Yaor, but not the water underneath the earth, and that's where the Chartumim were able to try to turn that water, let's say the well water, into blood. But anyway, it's just interesting. First pshat that it was only very, very temporary. He doesn't say how long, but it was just enough to turn the water to blood to kill the fish, and then already made the water undrinkable, and that's why they didn't have any water. Now, before the makkahs, Hashem would tell Moshe to tell Aaron to stretch out his staff, and the purpose was that the makkah would happen right that second. As soon as Moshe or Aaron, whoever was doing the makkah, stuck out the staff, the makkah would happen right away, so that Paro would know it came from Hashem. So then we have the makkah of the Tzfardea, which he says does not mean like Rashi says that there was one Tzfardea. Rather, Tzfardea is just a Lashon plural, like sometimes you can say plural and by saying a singular thing. So the Tzfardea means all the Tzfardeas. And when Paro said, get rid of him, and Hashem says, his Po'er Eli, when should I get rid of him? So the Chizkuni says what he meant by that is, he was telling Paro, his Po'er Eli Lamasai Atir. That meant, tell me when you're going to send the Jewish people out. I'm going to daven for you now, but tell me, when are you going to send the Jews out? And that was what Paro responded to, Vayomer Lamachar, I'll send them out tomorrow. That's his, at least his first shot in that pasuk. Kisper Elai Lamasai Atir means I'll daven now, but tell me when you're going to send them out. And Paro's response was, I'll send them out tomorrow. Okay, then comes the plague of lice. So here we have an interesting shot. So the regular way we understand everything, by regular, I mean Rashi, which is Moshe made that show, or there was the makkah of Kinim, and the Chartumim try to copy this makkah, and the pasuk says, "Vayasu kena Chartumim balateim lahotzi es hakinim lo yacholus." What does that mean, lahotzi es hakinim? Rashi says it means that the Chartumim tried to create lice themselves, and lo yacholu, and they were not successful, they couldn't do it. So the Chizkuni says, no, that's not what it means. It means that the Chartumim were trying to get rid of the Kinim, meaning Moshe makes this, or I don't know, whatever, they make this makkah of Kinim, and now there's lice everywhere, and the Chartumim tried to get rid of him. Mayasu kena Chartumim balateim lahotzi es hakinim, to get rid of the Kinim, v'lo yacholu, and they could not do it. But they were not trying to create more of them, they had just about enough. Anyway, he says the whole earth was filled with all the ufer, because they came from the dirt, the floor, all the floor had turned to lice, so they couldn't have made more, it was everywhere. Rather, they were trying to get rid of him. And that's what they didn't succeed in. And Hashem was mechazek lev paro, wow. Oh, I'm sorry, he was mechazek his own heart. Mechazek lev paro, why? So the Chizkuni says, because the kinim went wherever there was dirt. The dirt brought out the kinim, turned into kinim, whatever it was. It was where there was dirt, not where there was hard floor. Paro lived in a palace, no dirt. So Paro didn't have it too rough during kinim because there was no dirt in his palace. It was just hard floor, and it was cleaned all the time, so there was no dirt. So that's why it wasn't so rough for him. And the Chizkuni continues, he says it wasn't that rough for everybody, because the people who were rich, they also didn't have much dirt. They also had, like, hard floors and people cleaning their stuff all the time. And the poor people, they were used to lice anyway. Obviously, this must have been worse, or we're not saying that, but it apparently wasn't so bad. He was able to mechazik his heart because they were kind of a little bit used to this kind of thing. Because the people who had lice were used to lice, the people who didn't have lice because there was no dirt in their house, they didn't have it so bad anyway. That's what he says. He also mentions that Moshe used to warn Paro 2 out of the 3 times. That is to say, the first 2 makas, Moshe warned Paro. Then the 3rd one, he didn't. And then the 4th and 5th, he did. And the 6th one, he didn't. And 7th, 8th, he did. And then not the 9th. So why is that? Because he says, we know that Kevin Sha'aver Adam Avera Vashanaba Nasa Loket. If a person does an Avera, a sin, once, twice, by the 3rd time, it's already, to him, it's mutter. So Moshe would warn him 1 makkah, 2 makkahs, then by the 3rd one, there's no point, he's going to do it anyway. That's what he says, and therefore every 3 makkahs, I guess the cycle starts again for whatever reason, but every 3 makkahs, he would not warn him. And that's why Rabbi Huda breaks up the makkahs, like we say at the Seder, the Tachadash Bachab, it was sets of 3 for that reason. They were kind of in separate sets. 1st set, 3rd set, and the 4th set was also 3, but it threw in Makkas Bechoras to not make just 1 for 1 letter. It doesn't make any sense. Obviously, we all know Paro was warned for the last one about Makkas Bechoras, but it wasn't going to make a new set, so it puts it like that. But that's the idea. Every 3rd Makkah was different in that he wasn't warned, and that's why they were split up into those 3 sets of the Tzachadash Be'achav. Now, when Bnei Yisrael say that we're going to go out again, Derech Shloshes Yamim Neilech, this is after Arov. Paro says, okay, go. And he says again that thing with the 3 days. Derech Shloshes Yamim Neilech Bamidbar. I don't think I personally ever realized this, but what's with the 3 days? So this Chizkuni says, because it takes 3 days to get to the Midbar. That's what they were saying. In other words, it wasn't the number 3, it was the Midbar. They were saying, we have to go leave Mitzrayim and go out to the wilderness to serve God. So it takes 3 days to get there. How do you know it takes 3 days to get there? Because if you look in Bashalach, so on Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf, it says Vayisu Misukos. So Rashi there says B'yom Hasheni, on the 2nd day, She Barishon Bo Miramses to Sukkos. On the 1st day they went from Ramses to Sukkos. 2nd day they camped in Sukkos, and that pasuk says Vayisu Misukos Vayachanu Be'Esam, and they got to Esam Biktei HaMidbar, which is right by the border of the Midbar. So that means it would take day 3 to get to the Midbar. So it takes 3 days to get from where they were to the Midbar. That's why they needed, that's why they wanted 3 days to get to the Midbar. Anyway, so it says after Deber, Vayamas kol Mikne Mitzrayim. So the Chizkuni points out, with many people point out, cannot possibly be that all the Mikne Mitzrayim died, because there were some left later for all the other Makos, for Baran and others. So what is the Pshat? So I think many Mepharshim say it means Rove. Rove of the Mikne Mitzrayim died. So the way the Chizkuni understands this pasuk, Vayamas kol Mikne Mitzrayim, means all the Mikne who died were from Mitzrayim. That's how you read it. All the Mikne that died were Mitzri Mikne. Not that all the Mikne of Mitzrayim died, because that's not true. They didn't all die. Rather, all those who died were from Mitzrayim. As you see from the pasuk before, that they checked them from Bnei Yisrael, lo meis echad. From Bnei Yisrael, nothing died. From the Egyptians, some died. Anyway, then comes, eventually talks about Barad. Barad, Moshe warns Paro that everyone should bring in their cattle into the house to protect them. Now, he did not warn them before Deber, for example, to protect their animals. He did not warn them in general. Here, before Barad, so Moshe went out of his way to warn Paro, tell everybody to bring in their cattle into the house if they don't want them to die in the Barad. He gives 2 explanations why Moshe didn't do that. Well, actually, the first explanation, he says that Moshe did do it, and just Pasuk didn't mention it, but the Pashup Shat, he does say that Moshe did not tell Bnei Yisrael, tell Paro, rather, only by, he only told them by Barad, not by Deber, and that was because the Gzera of Deber was only on animals, and the Gzera on Barad hit humans and animals. Therefore, what? Not 100% clear. Perhaps he means because it was a more serious makkah that was even could hurt humans, so Hashem bechamlaso, in his kindness, was giving them etzes how to be saved from it, so they would know to bring themselves in too. Anyway, whatever it is, the pasuk says afterwards that when the makkah is over, or about to be over, actually, towards the end, so Paro goes and begs forgiveness, and he says Hashem atzadik. He doesn't say that by the other makkos. So why does he say here Hashem Atzadik? So the Chizkuni says it's exactly for this reason we're just talking about, because Hashem was nice about. In other words, if somebody hates someone else, if Reuven hates Shimon and he wants to kill him, he doesn't tell him, tomorrow I will be attacking you, right? Only because you just jump on him and get him. But Hashem says, tomorrow I'm going to be bringing Bard, try to protect yourself. So that's why he said Hashem Atzadik, that Hashem went out of his way to be kind to Paro. That's why Paro said that he was kind to them, and that he warned them what to do to protect themselves, even though he was about to bring a Makkah. And, yeah. Havdil, we see that today in the news. There's only one country that warns other people before they attack. But anyway, we see this, that's what Hashem did. Hashem warned Paro before he attacked. So he said, Hashem Atzadik. Anyway, then it says that they were kolos Elokim, an interesting expression. This is in Pasuk, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Ches. Paro had said, Hatira Hashem, Damat Hashem, Rav Mios, kolos Elokim Ubarad. Enough with the, it should be stopped, the kolos Elokim, the voices, the noise that comes from Elokim. And then Moshe responds back, okay, Ketzesi Asir, when I leave, Ephras Kapay El Hashem, and Hakolos Yechdolon. And the voices, the noise will stop. So Moshe uses the term Hashem Elokim. Paro said the Kolos Elokim will stop, and Moshe responds with Shem Hashem, like Mipnei Hashem Elokim. And the Chizkuni points out nobody else calls Hashem Elokim except for Moshe here. Meaning with that shame, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim. No other human does that except here. And the point was is that Paro, remember Paro said, Shmi Hashem Lonadati, something like that at the end of Shmos. When Moshe first said, send the Jews out, Hashem says, send them out. Paro responded with, I don't know Yud Kei Vav Kei. I don't know that shame. But he did know the shame Elokim. That's why, because Paro says, Kolos Elokim, he could believe in an Elokim, meaning a power. Because Paro believed in many gods. To believe in a power, a supernatural power, that he could understand. But an all-powerful God, that he couldn't understand. So that's why he calls it Kolos Elokim, and Moshe responds with Hashem Elokim, which means Hashem is the only power. Hashem is the true power, the true God. Okay, then Moshe goes out. Moshe says, Ketzesi is here. When I leave the city, I'll go daven for you. He was not, like the Chizkuni points out, he was not afraid to walk in the bard because it wouldn't hit him. So he says, when I leave the city, I'm going to walk out. I'll daven for you, it'll stop. And then the bard stops, and Paro hardens his heart, or has his heart hardened. How? So the Chizkuni points out a very interesting thing. It says in Pasuk Lamed Daled, Vayar Paro ki chadal hamatar v'habarad v'hakolos. He saw that the mutter, the rain, the barad, the hail, the kolos, and the noise stopped. And therefore, v'yosef l'chato, he continued to sin v'yachbid libo hu v'avadov. Then he hardened his heart. Actually says he hardened his heart, not that Hashem hardened, it says he hardened his heart. What did he see? It says what he saw was that stuff stopped. What stopped? Rain, hail, and the noises. Well, what did Moshe promise would stop? All Moshe said would stop is kolos yechdalon v'abar lo yeod. Nothing about mutter. Moshe had said, I'll stop the noise, I'll stop the hail. And didn't say anything about the rain. But the pasuk says, Paro saw the rain stop too. Paro said, aha, maybe Moshe's not really running the show. Because he didn't say this, the rain would stop, and the rain stopped. So through this small thing, he was able to convince himself that really the whole thing's a sham. And obviously Hashem was being nice to him, and it stopped. Whatever the Vard was, he was able to convince himself through this, to convince himself that it really was a sham, and he could continue sinning, and that's how he ended up sinning. And like the Chizkuni points out, that Rishayim, when things are going bad, they do tshuva as soon as the bad stuff stop, they let themselves become sinners again. Okay, that's it.